Lion's Honey, The Myths of Samson by David Grossman. Translated from Hebrew by Stuart Schaufman. Foreword. Samson the hero is what every Jewish child, the first time he or she hears the story, learns to call him. And that, more or less, is how he has been represented over the years, in hundreds of works of art, theater and film, in the literatures of many languages. A mythic hero and fierce warrior. The man who tore apart a lion with his bare hands, the charismatic leader of the Jews in their wars against the Philistines, and without a doubt, one of the most tempestuous and colorful characters in the Hebrew Bible. But the way that I read the story in the pages of my Bible, the book of Judges, chapters 13 to 16, runs against the grain of the familiar Samson. Mine is not the brave leader, who never, after all, actually led his people, nor the Nazarite of God, who we must admit was given to whoring and lust, nor just a muscle-bound murderer. For me, this is most of all the story of a man whose life was a never-ending struggle to accommodate himself to the powerful destiny imposed upon him, a destiny he was never able to realize, nor apparently fully to understand. It is the story of a child who was born a stranger to his father and mother. The story of a magnificent strong man who ceaselessly yearned to win his parents' love, and therefore love in general, which in the end he never received. There are few other Bible stories with so much drama and action, narrative fireworks and raw emotion as we find in the tale of Samson. The battle with the lion, the 300 burning foxes, the women he bedded, and the one woman that he loved, his betrayal by all the women in his life, from his mother to Delilah, and in the end, his murderous suicide when he brought the house down.